Welcome to The Truman Show, where we take one topic and expand it to be the size of a whole episode. Today, we'll be talking about food. Enjoy. Welcome to The Truman Show. I have with me here Macy Klein. How you doing, Macy?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Macy is my friend of 8 years, and today we are going to be talking about food. How do you feel about food, Macy?
It's pretty great.
I think it's pretty great, too. Have you ever heard of, what's it called? Funnel cake?
I have. I've had it at the fair multiple times.
I've actually never had it, and a lot of people say that it's really good. I just thought of it one time when I was trying to think up of a food topic. But, anyways, you know what would probably be really good on funnel cake?
What, Truman?
Hot sauce.
No.
Well, I mean, come on. Like, seriously, there'd be no way that hot sauce wouldn't, like, if you took up, like, if it wasn't probably a sugary.
Right, no, you mean the bear with no powdered sugar, no chocolate, just funnel cake.
I mean, hot sauce can go on anything.
I don't like hot sauce. I'm very sensitive to hot things.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, well then, tell me what you can handle in terms of, like, spiciness.
Red hot blue chips.
That's all? Seriously? Okay. I can handle...
a lot more.
Yeah, let me prepare a little list here. This might take a while. Just hold on just a second. Okay, so I have just compiled my list, and I realize that it is too long for me to list out right here, because then this episode would be like a whole hour. So, anyways, let's get into something else, do you, like hot things? Like, the taste, you know?
Okay, it has to be, like, mild. I can take red hot blues, I can take, if you guys don't know what that is, it's chips, they're really good, and I can take queso. Those are, like, the main things. If I try...
But do you enjoy, like, the taste?
Sometimes.
Because that's, like, the main thing for me.
It definitely depends.
I like the taste of all hot things, but it really does, like, depend for me, like, the spice factor. Because I could take a lot of spicy things, but, you know, I couldn't take, like, a Carolina Reaper or a ghost pepper. Because, you know, those things...
No one could, actually.
Yeah, those things just seem way too extreme to me, and I would never be able to muster enough courage to be able to do that. But anyways, so how do you feel about, you know, like, really fattening foods? Like, you know, pizza, mac and cheese, ice cream.
I really like the taste of it, but how it makes me feel after I eat, like, a good amount of it, I just don't like.
Yeah, because, you know, you're eating and you're like, oh, this is great, and then I'm totally not going to regret this later. And then, like, an hour later, you're just, like,
you
on the toilet
so
and you're like,
bad.
Kill me! Please!
Yes.
Like, you're just, like, your parents are outside, like, we're concerned for you. You haven't come out in days.
Yeah. Or, like, no, yeah, I agree. Like, sometimes you live in the moment, you're just like, this tastes so good, like, I'm going to keep eating. It also, like, Girl Scout cookies are that.
Yeah,
I mean,
like, that's...
Like, I can't, if it's addicting, then I need someone to physically take it away from me.
Yeah, like, that's a problem for future me to handle.
Or myself sick.
They're like, that's a problem for future me to handle, so...
Yeah.
But, you instantly regret it as soon as you have to go running to the bathroom. And then, everybody's like, we're becoming concerned for you, okay? You haven't been out there in days, okay?
Yeah.
They have to slide you food under there, which will make you, like,
more
go
sick.
To the bathroom even more. Like, you need to starve yourself until your poop
is
over.
Pure celery or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Off of digestion.
Oh, gosh. Oh, that's terrible. Okay.
Yes.
So... Like, those kinds of things, like fatty foods, I mean, I can take some of them without getting a stomachache, but it just seems, like, very risky to me, and sometimes I don't think it's worth it, but sometimes I do.
No. I have to tell a story from when me and Truman were, like, 6 or 7. So, we were chilling, like, as normal. We were like, okay, what can we do? We're really bored. And we were like, and Truman, at that moment, I always came over to his house because we live right next door to each other. But he would only come over to eat my food. So, like, yeah, he would just come over to my house.
Rice Krispie
and he'd
treats.
Like, he'd be like, where's that giant bowl of Rice Krispie treats? I'm like, you're going to have to go find it. So, I put him in, I locked him in the pantry with the light on. And he goes, okay, that's fine. Just have all this food. And I turned off the light and I came back. In, like, 15 minutes, and he was still there. Like,
help me!
No!
You're like, oh, I still got all this food, though.
No, you were literally gorging on Rice Krispie treats. Like, you weren't screaming. You weren't, like, upset. You were just, like, eating like, in you the just, dark.
You, like, imagine if you after 15 minutes of just, like, leaving your friend, you just walk inside the pantry and see them munch it. Like, you just see them scarfing down. Yes. Like, no, like, oh, hey there.
Now, this is going to sound like I'm, like, a horrible person. I'm not. I was going to let him out, but since he wasn't making any noise, I wanted to see how long he lasted.
I bet I could, like, stood outside the door,
and I got on my, like, iPad at the time, and I was like, okay, let's let him chill. And he was, and I was like, 15 minutes later, after I watched a ton of YouTube videos, I was like, oh crap, I forgot to let him out. So I opened it, and all the Rice Krispies were on the floor.
Empty wrappers just all over the floor. It's like a wasteland.
Yes, yes. And I had to tell that story because that's what I remember of, like, Truman when he was 7.
So, like, on to some, like, a paradox or whatever. Do you think you could live off of milk? Just milk alone, because milk has water in it, but it also has the nutrients that you need in food. So do you think you could just live off milk?
I could, not enjoyably, but physically, I could. Emotionally, I'd be wrecked.
Yeah, like, I mean, I love milk, like, but I could not drink it every single day. Like, emotionally, especially since I might be lactose intolerant.
Emotionally, I'd be so upset.
Yeah,
physically, my stomach would hurt, but I'd be fine. Yeah. But, like, health-wise, I could do it.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I guess since if you think about it logically, then of course that you would be able to live off of it,
right?
Like just milk solely alone, like no water, no food, because you know milk has nutrients, yet it also has water in it. So that's just the thing that I always think about, and it's always just been like griping at my brain. Yeah, and I've always wondered like, should I do this
or like. Also, like babies, like they live off of milk for so long, exactly, and they enjoy it. Like what?
Yeah, like but. I mean, but, they're babies. Right. You know, they're not. Know any they haven't had like caviar or gnocchi. This tastes absolutely exquisite.
No, like they haven't eaten pizza or ice cream or anything. That's all they ever know. So like, I guess that makes sense. But
yeah, I mean, you can't really have a developed palate if you're like a little 5-year or like a little 2-year-old. You're like, Mom, can I have some gnocchi with a side of rosemary French fries?
Right, like. That's not a thing for them.
Yeah.
All they know is chicken nuggets and milk.
Like they're not like that one dude in SpongeBob who was like ordering that very specific sandwich order. Ooh. And then like the other dude what do I mean the other dude, Squidward? He was like, we serve food here, sir. Yeah. Like babies aren't like crab. That. You know what? They can eat or drink anything.
And if they want to go to a restaurant, they request the Krusty Krab. They're like, let's go.
Yeah, exactly. Like I could seriously go for a burger right now. One year old just walking up to his mom like, hey, can I have a burger?
No, yeah. They don't know any, they don't know any different.
Yeah. So. Yeah, but, anyways, after our whole conversation about how we were able to manage to stretch out, like, milk and just the importance or the doableness of being able to drink it every single day.
Right.
But... On to, like, a more pressing matter, cheese.
Oh, okay.
I can't stand, that's like, blocked cheese. Same. I like cheese in things.
When I was, like, maybe 5 or 4 or something like that, you know those fake cheeses that come in, like, the slices with the paper?
Yes.
I used to go to the fridge. Yes. My mom's like, what do you want for a
Kraft
snack?
Singles? Yes.
I'm like, Mom, she's like... What do you want for a snack? I'm like, I want cheese. She'd get me out, like, mozzarella. She's gonna make me, like, a quesadilla or, like, a grilled cheese or something. I'd be like, no, I want that. And I'd point to, like, I would literally eat the cheese straight from the plastic.
Yeah, well, the thing is, I didn't really like Kraft Singles a lot when I was little. I mean, I didn't really have much.
I lived off of them.
Yeah, I didn't really have much. I think that's why I just liked, you know, like, mozzarella. I liked mozzarella a lot when I was a kid, and then I realized it was flavorless, and then I realized that I could actually give it flavor if I put salt in the food I was making with mozzarella.
Right. No. But me and Truman grew up in definitely different households. Like, I ate fine, but, like, Truman...
I ate, like, garbage sometimes.
No. He would eat, like, his parents fed him, like, healthy stuff. My parents would make me good food, but, like, in our pantry, like, I would eat healthy, but when I wanted, like, for meals, but when I would go for a snack, I'd get, like, marshmallows or something.
Yeah,
and he would go for, like... veggie burgers or something.
Yeah, like, when I was little, I did not have... like, literally, we had vegetarian chicken patties in our freezer.
No.
I think we still do. Like, my family is a very, very healthy
household.
Type.
Yeah,
healthy type. We don't really have any, like... We, like, all organic foods. We buy Goldfish, though. I think that's probably one of the only...
No, you buy Annie's Goldfish. Like, the organic.
Yeah, that was what we used to buy. We used to buy Annie's cheddar bunnies.
And Truman
now
would
buy regular
and
Goldfish.
And Truman would be obsessed. He'd be like... My parents got me this. I'd be like, no, I'd say, dude, I'm getting, like, Goldfish, and you're eating these cheddar bunnies.
Yeah,
like,
but they were good, though. They were,
They
were amazing.
No,
they were good.
I ate healthy, like, for meals. My parents wouldn't just give me freaking McDonald's. They'd give me vegetables with, like, hearty chicken. Like, I would eat well, but for snack, I'd just eat crap, basically.
But you know what? My family, even though they would make me eat, you know, healthy meals, healthy snacks, every Saturday when I was little, that we went down to the McDonald's and we grabbed pancakes. I got extra butter. And my dad, he showed me how to, like, slather the butter. I didn't even use syrup. I just slathered it in butter, folded it up like a taco, and then just went ham on that thing.
When me and Truman, we, like, so it, for breakfast sometimes, we'd get donuts. And Truman's mom took us, and Truman's dad got home from his workout or something. Again, he lives in a very healthy household. His parents work out, like my parents do too, but, like, you know what I mean. So, your dad would be very, very upset. He's like, only eat one. And your mom would be totally, she'd be like, it's fine. And your dad would be like, no.
Yeah, like, seriously, I did not eat healthy as a kid. I think
yes,
that's,
you did.
Well, I mean, I was, I sure, I had to, like, eat a lot of healthy meals. But, like, if I had the chance, you know what, I would
to
just,
go over
like,
to my house
I would go over to your house. Yeah. I would get, what the, oh, my green screen, my makeshift green screen just fell down. Anyways. I would just get, like, the unhealthiest food, you know, I would chow down, because I just ate so much healthy food, you know what, so, and also I was like, you know what, I think I should treat myself,
and
big mistake inbound,
yeah,
big
he
mistake.
He was just gorged, which is funny, because he was a kid, like, which is so weird to me, because as a kid, he would just eat, like, a normal kid, like, and I didn't think anything different, but when he started to, like, watch himself, and, like, eat, I was like, what, we're kids, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, seriously, like we're kids, and
right.
No consequences,
like,
we have high metabolism,
right.
Boy, was that a mistake.
No, yeah, like, I don't really watch what I eat, because, I don't know, I just don't tend to gain
you
weight.
You have a high metabolism.
Yes, I definitely do, so, like, I don't really have to watch my, I do, I can't just, like, eat what I want, but it's just such a different reality to me and Truman.
Yeah, because.
For sure.
I don't know, it just feels like whenever you get, like, older, like, you know, your body stops metabolizing things so quickly, and then you end up like me. So, anyways, I think we're gonna, after you finish your thought, I think we're gonna wrap this episode up.
Yes.
Okay.
But, no, yeah, I just think that me and Truman definitely, we always hung out, and we still do, but, like, it was just different. Like, when I'd go home, I'd grab something like an applesauce, and I'd go to the couch, and I'd watch Dora, I don't know, and Truman would go home, and he'd make himself, like, this very well-thought-out, like, healthy food, and he would, like, sit at the counter and, like, eat it. You know what I mean? I don't know. It's just different.
Yeah. I mean,
definitely.
But it's different with everyone, you
for
know.
Sure.
You can't really
for
judge
sure.
with anyone. So, with
sure.
that, we're going to wrap up this episode.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, Truman.
Thank you for coming and being on this
Bye,
podcast.
Guys.
Thank you guys for listening. And I will see you guys, or I will talk to you guys in the next episode.
Bye, guys.
Goodbye.